In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. In every Vesper service, we sing in the last litany that the whole evening may be holy, perfect, peaceful, and sinless. Let us ask of the Lord. You ever wondered why we ask that? Because after all, tonight won't be holy, it won't be perfect, it won't be peaceful, and it won't be sinless. For none of us. Why do we ask for something that is not going to happen tonight? We're asking for the evening to be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless. And we're not any of those things. Why do we ask? Are we asking for something that's nonsensical? No. We are asking for something showing our faith, showing our desire, showing that this is important to us. I've recently been listening to some really sublime things from Father Zachariah and also from Father Demetrius Karelis. And this is especially with Father Zachariah, but also Father Demetrius is influenced by this. The theology is that of St. Silouan, the Athenite, and Father Sophroni, who was his disciple. And Father Zachariah is the disciple of Father Sophroni. That we must convince God that we want to become holy. Now, of course, God does not need to be convinced. God knows all things. But we need to try to convince Him. This is ascetical terminology that must apply to us as well. So when we ask the Lord for a night that is perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, we truly desire it. Past experience has shown us that it will not come to be. But God can do all things. God can make our evening perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless. But even if it is not, we have petitioned the Lord and shown that this is what we desire, this is what is important. So this is why this petition is in there. Because we must be forceful. We must be that widow that goes before. You know how God, in the parable, calls Himself the unjust judge. Of course He's not unjust. But He calls Himself that unjust judge who cares not for man, right? Nor for God. And yet, He hears the widow. Why? Because she does not shut up. Because she continually petitions. These are the most important petitions we can say. We're begging the Lord that we will become what we are supposed to be. And if it does not occur tonight, we should have the certainty, the certain hope, the blessed hope, that it will occur. He who began a good work in us will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Paraphrasing, slightly changing the text of St. Paul. So that's why this petition is in there. And it's sort of oxymoronic to me every time I say it, because I know that I won't be what I'm asking for that night. But I must say it, and I must beg the Lord, I must insist to the Lord that I become holy. Because the Lord expects you to insist. Now, when you insist, you had better back up your insistence with your actions. The saints had boldness before the Lord because they had righteousness also. And the reason why we're not so bold is because we're not so righteous. But we must beg the Lord for righteousness. It's very important. These petitions are not just to be rattled off, not just things that, okay, that happens every Vespers. All right, he says this petition and then this one and then this one and then we're done. These petitions are God-breathed or God-inspired. These petitions are the mind of Christ. These petitions are exactly what we need. So we're begging the Lord for a night that is perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless. And if it does not occur tonight, may it occur in our life. Very important. Be insistent, brothers and sisters. Insist to the Lord. Demand that you would have your sins remedied. But you have to demand with a humble spirit. And it is not a contradiction in term. To demand and to be humble. The Lord expects us to beg of Him and even to demand of Him that He help us. And He will. But we must return His grace in change and in love for those whom He loves. That's very important. Then we can have boldness and we can say this prayer and completely believe it. There won't be a shadow of any doubt in us that it is going to be true. God does not lie. God is not mocked. He would not have us say a prayer that cannot come true. It's very important. When we pray this, we believe it's going to happen. Like I said, most likely not tonight. But God is perfecting us. Remember, the Christian life is gradual perfection so that we can have union with God in the heart, in that deep heart of man, where God lives and shows Himself. So let's remember these petitions. When they're said, let's try to have them resonate in our heart. I know that not every night is the same. Sometimes this petition doesn't resonate with me. Sometimes I'm just tired. Sometimes maybe I don't hardly pay attention. Maybe, God forgive me, there might be a time when I've forgotten it, or when I wonder, did I say that petition or not? Or say it twice accidentally? Or some other thing because of human frailty? But as best you can, let these petitions resonate in you. Because God expects you to demand that you become holy. With humility, you demand this. Very, very difficult to do, but it can be done.